This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. The United States on Tuesday again vetoed a draft United Nations Security Council resolution on the Israel-Hamas war, blocking a demand for an immediate humanitarian ceasefire as it instead pushes the 15-member body to call for a temporary ceasefire linked to the release of hostages held by U.S.-designated terrorist group Hamas. Ambassador to the UN, Linda Thomas-Greenfield, says the U.S. is eager to continue working on a resolution.
One that would see a temporary ceasefire as soon as practicable, based on the formula of all hostages being released, and one that would get aid into the hands of those Palestinians who so desperately need it.
On the second day of hearings at the International Court of Justice, also known as the World Court, South Africa on Tuesday asked for a non-binding legal opinion the Israeli occupation of Palestinian territories is illegal. Reuters correspondent David Doyle has more.
On Monday, Palestinian representatives asked the ICJ, the UN's highest court, to declare Israel's occupation of their territory illegal. The court's advisory opinion, they said, could contribute to a two-state solution and a lasting peace. Israel is not attending the hearings. It did, however, send a written statement saying an advisory opinion would be harmful to achieving a negotiated settlement. This hearing follows a request by the UN General Assembly in 2022 for an advisory or non-binding opinion on the occupation.
Reuters correspondent David Doyle. Russian President Vladimir Putin said on Tuesday Russian troops would push further into Ukraine to build on their success on the battlefield after the fall of the town Avdiivka, where he said Ukrainian troops have been forced to flee in chaos. This is VOA News. Russia's foreign intelligence chief described a Russian pilot who defected to Ukraine and was found shot dead in Spain as a moral corpse for betraying his country. Moscow's first comment on the killing, Reuters correspondent Isain Blatry reports.
The pilot defected to Ukraine last August, arriving with his Mi-8 helicopter. Ukraine's GUR military intelligence has confirmed that Maxim Kuzminov died in Spain, but provided no details on the cause. Spanish authorities confirmed they found a body in an underground garage on February 13th with multiple bullet wounds near Alicante in southern Spain. Spanish and Ukrainian media have reported that the shooting victim was the pilot, who had been living in Spain under a fake identity.
Reuters correspondent Isain Blatry. U.S. President Joe Biden on Tuesday thrashed Republican rival Donald Trump's response to the death of Russian opposition leader Alexei Navalny, asking, "Why does Trump always blame America?" After Navalny's death was reported on Friday, Biden directly blamed Russian leader Vladimir Putin, as did Trump's main rival for the 2024 Republican presidential nomination, Nikki Haley. Trump did not mention Navalny until a Monday post on his Truth Social platform that did not cast blame or express remorse, but alluded to his own legal problems as persecution. Ukraine's president says delays in weapons deliveries from the U.S. and other allies is making life very difficult on the front lines. AP correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Volodymyr Zelensky says Russia's taking advantage, including by capturing a strategic eastern city over the weekend. It's the kind of thing the White House says it's warned Congress about if it failed to approve more aid for Ukraine.
And here you go.
National Security spokesman John Kirby.
The Ukraine troops on the battlefront are literally running out of ammunition
while being forced to give up defensive positions and make impossible decisions.
Whether they're going to fire this or fire that and who they're going to shoot at.
More help is heading to Ukraine, with Sweden announcing its biggest aid package yet and Canada saying it will speed up delivery of hundreds more drones. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The United States warned Rwanda and the Democratic Republic of Congo at the UN on Tuesday that they must walk back from the brink of war as tensions between the neighbors ratchet up. Kinshasa, the United Nations, and Western countries say Rwanda is supporting a rebel group active in eastern DRC in a bid to control vast mineral resources in the region, an allegation Kigali denies. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.